It's nuts, but it's all good. It's good. Oh, hey, I just turned up my output. I can actually hear myself in my headphones now. Wow, that's
you sound a little better too.
That's weird. Okay, I guess I like that.
That's so funny.
Okay. Anyway, hey, now I can hear my. I sounded muffled, but I was like, okay, I'm good. You can hear me. I'm good. Then I turned up a volume button, and I'm like, oh, I can really hear myself. Wow.
Hey, man, we're going to be learning stuff, like, as we go with this, for, like, that we're, like, it's going to be, like, 10 years from now. Boop. What? Wait, what?
Wait, we could do that? Where was that 20 episodes ago? You know?
Yeah. No, I still run into that, at work every so often, especially if, like, an older painter that's been doing, like, you know, painting for, like, 30, 40 years.
Yeah.
Sometimes they'll just tell me or show me something, and I'm just like, are you kidding me? Like, why didn't I think of that?
You're like, I could have done that? Oh, my goodness.
Oh, but you know what is awesome? Is the guy who taught me, like, 22 years ago, August, I started painting for a living.
Damn.
And I'll tell you this. I am kicking myself to this day that I wasn't in the union. If I had been in the union, I might have less than 10 years till retirement if I had started and stayed. And, I'm not even getting there. That's frustrating.
Yeah.
But
gotcha.
The first time I had a brush in my hand, like, I've been painting, like, artistically for a long time.
Okay.
And I go to work, and I'm like, well, my artist brush ain't going to do this.
Yeah.
My boss hands me a 2-inch brush, which, as now, years later, I would never use a 2-inch brush on a wall ever. Yeah. I would be mad. And the guy who taught me, his name's Brian. He's one of my best friends now. Walks up and he like slaps it out of my hand and then hands me the biggest brush I'd ever seen. And like, I've now seen like bigger brushes, but he hands me a 3-inch by 1-inch like square brush. And to this day, I don't know the name and can't remember the name of the brush because he told me that it was called a Bob.
Okay.
And I find out years later that no, he nicknamed his damn brush Bob. And now that's the only thing I can think of when I look at it.
Okay. I shouldn't laugh, but
no, it's hilarious. It of course is. You that's should
hilarious.
Laugh.
That's hilarious.
But, he hands me a big brush and he says, learn with this. And then every other brush will seem lighter, easier, and you'll just be amazed. So, like, at work, everybody looks at me. They're using a 2.5 sash, which is, like, an angled brush.
Okay.
And then there's me with a 3-inch by 1-inch fat, like, brush. Mm-hmm. And I'm one dip of paint, I go 8 to 10 feet. Dang. And they're like, how do you do that? And they're like, and you only did that in one ladder move. Like, what did you do? I'm like, I paint with both hands.
Oh, okay.
I paint just as well left-handed as I do right-handed. So I have less ladder moves. Anywho. But
you're ambipaintrious.
Yeah.
I made that
up. Oh, Lord. That was terrible.
That was bad, even for me. As soon as I said it, I was like, it sounded better in my head.
And so when I first started, I would lay my whole brush flat and try to cut in corners like that. Mm-hmm. And that is not easy.
No.
And then Brian walks up and he's like, whoa, dude, that's only if you want to like get rid of your brush strokes. And he's just like, here, look at this. I call it the tipping technique. I'm like, all right, great. The tipping technique.
Sure.
And you put your paint on with your brush. And you spread it out, but you're like an inch or two below your cut.
Okay.
About an inch, two is way too far. And then you turn your brush so that all the bristles fan out, and then the tip of the bristles comes up, and you aim that into the corner, and you run your brush across, and you'll get the perfect straight line every time once you get it.
Oh, my God.
And it's wonderful. And especially with a big brush, I got so much paint. Boom, cut line, spread out the paint, done. And I had this whole story started because I was telling about me passing down old painter information to an apprentice this week. I have an apprentice, Elijah, and nobody's teaching this kid anything.
Mm.
And it's frustrating because I watch him literally clean buckets, and almost that's all I saw him do for the first 2 months. I don't think I saw him do anything except clean buckets, and he would gladly go get me anything I needed.
Wow.
I don't work like that. Give me an apprentice, and I'm getting this kid painting, and he'll be okay within, like, 2 weeks. No problem. I mean, you could trust him to go do something. They're like, oh, you know, most of the journeymen, they treat the apprentice like they were treated. Mm-hmm. And I guess you're not supposed to touch a brush for, like, a year.
Oh, my.
And you just basically have them sand things, do the hard labor crap.
Yeah.
Tape things off and clean buckets.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, no way, this is bull. No. So one day I was just like, Elijah was with me, so I actually could work with him.
Okay.
And I take him in and I just hand him a brush, and he's like, dude, I've never done this. I'm like, here, I'll show you. And like, I got up and I showed him how I spread the paint out. I'm like, okay, now you do the same thing. And he goes and blah blah blah, and I tell him, you know, what he could do to make it easier, blah blah blah. And then I like tell him, like, almost exactly. I even called it the tipping technique. And I'm like, literally, everybody tries to cut this corner with the whole brush.
Yeah.
I know it sounds goofy, but they try to use the whole brush. I'm like, you're putting too much in a small area.
Mm-hmm.
So you gotta, like, and you, like, turn your wrist in almost while you're holding the brush, kind of like a pen or pencil. And imagine your wrist is flipped up. Like, up.
Okay.
Now, when you put the paint on, and then you bring your wrist forward, same position, and your bristles will fan up.
Okay.
And I showed him this a couple times, and I was like, you got to get just the tip of your bristles.
Yeah.
Right here. And I knew he wasn't going to get it. That's fine. Because one day, he'll keep practicing it, and then one day, it's going to be like, click, and you're like, oh my God, this is so easy.
Mm-hmm.
And he had that moment last week.
Oh, nice.
He comes up to me. He's like, dude, he's like, I got it. He's like, he was like, what you told me? He's like, my brushwork got like 100% better. He's like, you telling me that don't be afraid to have a lot of paint in your brush?
Yeah.
Because you like people try to have little paint so they don't drip, and then they don't get anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I showed him like my thing and practiced and gave him pointers, and then like told him to just keep trying and do it in this area where we're priming, practice here, because everything you mess up, we're going to paint over anyways.
Yeah. So it's okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's and cool.
Dude, seeing the joy on him, because like the only thing he's ever told me is that he just wishes he was doing stuff and learning.
Uh-huh.
And I completely get that. The day I stop learning in my career is the day I go to another career.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like you can't be doing work that bores you, and like completely. Uh-huh. It has to have something to give you, and
yeah,
if you don't get that, you're in a bad place in life. And like I just love that look, and the old guy teaching me this weird little thing where I turn my wrist. And I see journeymen that paint that don't do that. And then they're all asking me how I get such nice straight lines so quick. I'm like, it's easy because the corner is like, here, we're scaling it. The corner is like a quarter of an inch wide. You want to paint that corner. You don't shove an inch of bristles into a quarter of an inch.
That's true.
But if you take your bristles and you get it down to just that, literally that 16th of an inch,
uh-huh,
with just a couple bristles, if you have enough paint and just pull your brush in a straight line and across, it makes the line for you. You use the tool like it's meant to be. People try to push. You don't like put all your energy into a hammer, let the hammer fall. Like I don't know why I'm talking to you guys about painting today. So
because that's what you've just been doing.
Yeah, okay. I do wish I remember what the heck I was going to tell you earlier. But
there is no spoon, okay?
There is no spoon.
That's what you're going to tell me.
Right? Oh my God.
If you don't get that reference, I am
better. Oh, dude, Matrix.
Okay,
Matrix.
Good. Easy. I was going to kill you for that one. Anyway,
Come on. You think this movie nut wouldn't know a Matrix reference?
You better. My goodness.
I literally was that kid that wore a trench coat for 2 years in sunglasses in high school. I was a part of the, like, everybody's like the trench coat mafia, but everybody was secretly jealous of my like dark red leather jacket or leather trench. That baby was beautiful. Damn. Found out years later it was a girl's trench coat, and I don't care. I looked good.
If you're rocking it, who cares?
I killed it. I got so many dates wearing that.
I can imagine. My God. Okay.
Well, welcome to the insightful journey, everybody. we started on the boat, and I totally just sailed us into Tangent Island. But welcome to episode 10.
All right, that's going to be our opening. I'm leaving that. That's it. You get to do the opening.
Awesome. I can't wait to hear that, because I just let come out.
Okay, I have no idea. All right, so as my dear friend Jameson said, it's the insightful journey. And that's all I'm going to say. Okay, so
I can't believe we're on episode 10.
I know, my God, 20 weeks. Can you imagine?
No, I can't. Like, when I thought about that, it was like, oh, it's not just 10 episodes. It's 20 weeks that we've been doing this together. And I love this. Like, God,
faithfully, we release them every other week. This has been.
Yeah, this week was hard to be faithful to. Like, my God, I was so, oh my gosh. I worked all weekend, so I worked about 70 hours this week.
Oh my, it's a lot.
And yeah, these last 2 days, it's hot here in Ohio, and I'm fine with hot. Humidity absolutely destroys me.
I hate that, yeah. It's rough.
I got sunburned yesterday because it was raining and storming the night before, and it was cloudy when I got there, but dry.
Yeah.
And those clouds went away, and I, like, whew, man, I'm, like, lobstery.
You're toast.
I have, like, Middle Eastern blood in me, so I should be brown, not red.
Should be.
Oh, man. But yeah, it hurts. And then I went in today, and it was just so hot, man. I literally had to take a break every 15 minutes because I was panting like a dog. Wow. It was so hot.
That's too much. Too much.
And I couldn't be in the sun for more than like 10, 15 minutes. And I was the only experienced person painting there.
Oh, my.
And I just wanted to get it done. And I was up on a roof too, so the now 90 degree day is 120 degrees on the roof for me.
Yeah.
And also, like, everybody is scared of heights and roofs, and I totally understand that. It's just about respecting it.
Yeah, exactly.
But I couldn't be up there for more than 5 minutes. I thought I was going to pass out. And
You should never be afraid of the height. You should never be afraid of the fall. It's the landing that kills you. So be afraid of the landing.
Like, I still, like, every time I think about heights now, I'm totally going into that.
Here we go.
What is your fear? Like, what was your biggest fear that, even better, what big fear that you had for a long time did you get over?
Do you really want to know?
Yes!
Okay, since we're here. I would ask you a guess, but you'll never guess. So, zombies.
Afraid of rocks.
Nope, zombies.
Really?
Zombies.
And you're my brother?
Terrified
really?
Me. Yes. Yes.
What caused this?
I don't know. Nightmares. Maybe watching Night of the Living Dead when I was second grade. I know in high school, I can't remember what movie it was, but it turns out it was a zombie movie. I didn't realize that going in.
Dawn of the Dead?
It could have been. It was 86. So
No, that would be probably been Day of the Dead.
It's something. One of them.
No, Dawn of the Dead was 70. So yeah, something.
I don't know. Anyway, but I mean, that one just really screwed me up too. And then I was just like, no, in the dark, no. Very scared, very scared. Always been zombies.
Oh, man.
All throughout my life. And it's like, oh, yeah, you know, whatever the new movie come out, zombies. I was like, oh, yeah, have you seen it? Oh, yeah, yeah, it was great. And the zombies, and then they, you know, people died. Yeah, it was great, great, great. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Never, never, never go see any of those. And then I meet Brian Clark, Mr. Halloween himself.
All right. Oh, snap.
Okay, I don't know what you're doing in the background there, but...
Oh, sorry, I was blowing my hand fan. I was...
Okay. Okay, sorry, man. It's making a lot of noise.
Oh, so, okay. No, good to know. It's silent to me.
Yeah. So, anyway, so, you know, meet Brian Clark and, you know, Mr. Halloween, and he's like, oh, we do haunted houses. I go haunted houses and this. And I'm like, uh-uh, not me. Nope, 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 nope. I don't do that. I don't do that stuff. I edited myself. I don't do that.
Before or after paranormal investigating?
And actually, it was as we were starting, too. So I'm like, yeah, paranormal investigating, no problem. But like a haunted house where it's all fake, I'm scared. No, not me. So he's like, okay, well, we're just going to go anyway. And oh, believe me, man, the first few, like I have got like a death grip on his collar and he is right in front of me and I am like leading him through it. So if anybody jumps, I just push him toward them. You know, it's like,
oh my,
scary as anything. But... So, what was that show? Walking Dead. The Walking Dead. It was like super big show.
Yeah.
And, we go down because I'm crazy and I love him. And so we went to Not Scary Farm, Universal Horror Nights. And at Universal, they had a Walking Dead haunt. You know, the maze. You've got to go through it. So we get there, and I'm like, okay, whatever. This is like the second or third like group of haunted houses that I'm going through with him. So I'm kind of getting the feeling for them, but still not. And the one that I was like, okay, if we're going to skip anyone, we're going to skip the Walking Dead one. And of course, we got the early entry, and we go down and everything. And there's two houses you can choose from. And one of the two is the Walking Dead.
Both of them?
Yeah, so I'm like, okay, and he's like, come on, let's go. I'm like, all right, well, the sun's still up, I'm okay. So we're in line, we're going, as we're getting closer to the front, out of the front, like leading in, because you have to go through this little maze to go in the entrance, there's two or three zombies out front going around.
Were you wearing your brown pants?
I guess I was, you know, and... So I was like, oh, great. I was like, man, come on, come on, come on. We got to make it in. And somehow we made it in and through, and none of the zombies came up and bothered me before we got in the house. So I'm like, whew, win. Okay, I'm good. I'm good. And as we're going through, I'm like, okay, this isn't so bad. It's not so bad. It's pretty good. I mean, Universal does an amazing job on their mazes and everything. I mean, just the scenes, I mean, oh my God, it's beyond, you know, because it's movie level stuff that they do.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, okay, cool, I'm doing good, not so bad, nothing's really jumped out at me, we're doing good, I don't have the death grip.
Oh no, where's this going
to
happen?
I don't have the death grip on Brian, you know, I'm like, oh, this is good, and then we're coming up to this place, and there's like this bridge you have to go over, it's like water, I was like, oh man, this is like so cool. I'm looking, I'm like, we kind of open up into the space, and there's nothing. There's like nobody. I was like, man, this is nice. This is so beautiful.
That is good. I'm impressed by that.
I know. Kind of get up on the bridge. I'm like, man, this is beautiful. I turned to look at Brian. I was like, look at this. It's so good. And I turned back and this fucking zombie jumped right in front. Like he was 2 inches from my face. Came up from under the bridge.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Okay. I jumped. I screamed. I'm sure I did. And whatever, and I took a couple steps back, and I was like, oh, okay, he's not coming out, he's not following me. Laughed, whatever, it's like, okay, boom, and then we got through, and we got through the rest of it. I was like, okay, there was my jump, and we made it through, and then when we got out, oh my God, the feeling of just like, yes, I have conquered this, it does not bother me. It's still scary, but I was like, I made it through. I did. I wasn't hiding behind him. I did it all myself. I got through. I was like, oh my God. I was so proud of myself.
Scream out.
Yeah, and that was it. And that was it. And pretty much, they still freak me out. I'm still not a fan of zombies, even though we watch the shows and we do all the different stuff. I'm still not a fan, but it doesn't.
But you can get through it.
Yeah, it doesn't affect me the way it used to.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's fucking great.
So there you go. There's my big fear. So, whew, just talk through that. That was cool. I like that.
Oh, that's awesome. That one totally reminded me of like my childhood fear that like really messed me up as a kid.
Yeah.
And that wasn't even what I was thinking about. I was thinking about how I was afraid of heights. But this one has to be told.
Okay.
Especially you're my age. Do you remember the My Buddy doll?
Oh, yes, of course.
And guess whose best friend my buddy was?
Chucky.
Mine. No. Oh, you're sniffing the right grass,
yeah,
dude.
I'm right there.
Right. Like, so I had this My Buddy doll. It was my favorite. I love that thing. I barely remember it now, probably because trauma, but I remember it being my favorite toy.
Yeah.
Loved it. One night, my mom takes me to my cousin's house. Now, my cousin, a year younger than me, and has a brother that's a couple years older than me. And my cousin brought up completely different. Completely different.
Okay.
Surrounded by horror movies, heavy metal, all just, I was brought up in just a peaceful household. Like, I liked the mamas and the papas and, like, and old music and stuff. And then I go to my cousin, loves heavy metal, loves horror movies. I'm like, I've never seen a horror movie. I think I'm like 4 years old.
Uh-huh.
And I have been hanging out with my buddy doll for the last year or two. And I'm staying at my cousin's for the night. So my parents have left. I'm at my cousin's. I walk in, sit on the couch, and there's my buddy on the TV. I'm like, oh, cool. And it is the first Child's Play. I was traumatized, Charlie.
Oh, I can imagine.
Bad.
I can
imagine. Bad. And I guess I didn't sleep for like 2 months, and my parents were like, they didn't know what to do with me. Like, I was asleep, but only like in spurts. I wasn't dying. They didn't need to take me to the hospital, but like, yeah. I was scared shitless. And it wasn't going away.
Because your doll was going to come to life at any moment and kill you.
Gosh. And I'm pretty sure I didn't watch the whole movie. I think I watched like a up until the knife going. I think it was like through a car or something. I don't remember going through a bed or whatever. And that had me. I was if I was wearing other colored pants, they were brown when I left. It was, I was terrified, and I knew that Chucky was at home. And first night I go to bed, and I'm like, I've been like literally like avoiding my buddy. Uh-huh. I have like put things in front of him to like keep him out of sight. Literally, like I moved my whole life around protecting myself from my best friend.
Uh huh.
And oh man, I go to bed, and I'm he's not locked up. I'm like, he's got to be locked up. I'm scared. I don't know what to do. I put him under a clothes basket and then put blankets and stuff, and then I literally piled my whole room on top of that clothes basket with him stuck inside. And anyway,
so he couldn't get out and get you.
Yeah. I remember my freaking sheets were Transformer sheets, and I love those. I wish I had them for my kids. But my mom's boyfriend at the time, my father to be, and he comes in to wish me good night, and he sees like everything piled in one corner. I'm in the corner crying. Like in my bed, just like crying because I can't go to sleep. All I can think of is like knives and my buddy, and I was scared. And the way my parents dealt with this, and they had a hard time because, as I said, it was like over a month at minimal. They were dealing with me completely terrified.
Okay.
And they didn't know what to do. My dad did eventually convince me that that a blanket can be magical.
Oh, and there you go.
By doing so, he had taken me to all the stores in the world to have me choose a blanket I wanted. And he's like, be picky. Pick your blanket. And eventually, I found this beautiful gray quilt, and I still have this quilt to this day. I'm actually looking for somebody that can sew to open it back up, restuff it, and sew it shut.
Hello. That's what I do.
Oh my God! Why didn't I think of that?
I do things like this.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Oh,
send it to me.
Oh my gosh! I will.
Send it to me. I'll fix it and send it back to you.
I know you do that. Why didn't I think of this?
I don't know.
I literally feel dumb right now. Anyway,
don't worry about it. You're good. You're good.
And I will never forget that he did that for me. But this did not solve the problem. It helped. It helped me go to sleep.
Okay.
But still terrified.
Uh-huh.
What finally did it is I remember the only thing I remember from that night was behind the couch screaming, and I had never been so scared in my life.
Mm-hmm.
What had my parents had done is they did, I went to bed. My parents sat down. They were looking for a horror movie that showed it was all fake. And there's some movie out there with high school kids, and I wish I could find. I want to find this movie just for if my children have a problem. And it starts off with the kids, like, they want to scare their teachers. So they get all this makeup and prosthetics, and they scare their teachers and look like they got killed.
Uh-huh.
And then they all get up and are laughing and pulling the prosthetics off, pulling the knife out, you know, all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's all, like, happy comedy after that. And what happened, and the reason I was screaming behind the couch is because they sat me down because they're like, you need to see this all the way through. You know, we've told you that it's all fake, mm-hmm. doesn't exist, everything's okay. And, yeah. But you need to see it.
Yeah.
And somehow they convinced me to sit down and watch the movie, and they get to the part where all the kids get killed, and I'm behind the couch screaming bloody murder. Well, yeah. My mom, being my mom, grabs me up and sticks my ass back on the couch and forces me to watch the next maybe 30 seconds. Like, I was so close.
Mm-hmm.
And they take off all this stuff, blah, blah, blah. I don't know what happened in that time, but there my love of horror movies began. From Terrified to...
Wow.
I have a list of over, like, 800 horror movies I've watched.
Uh-huh.
And, like, I can't get enough of them. Like, nothing in any of those movies has ever scared me. I've had, like, feelings of, like, you know, oh, that's kind of creepy, you know, but
uh-huh.
haven't been scared. Jump scares don't count because that is... completely they can jump scare you with happy shit and you're gonna
yeah.
jump.
Yeah, that's part of the jump. Yeah, that's part of the plan. Exactly.
Yeah, part of yep.
Oh my god. Anyway, English, I speak it well. Yeah.
Oh man, I forget who I was talking to. I was talking about somebody that speaks another language, and they were like, oh, your English is really good. I'm like, no, my English is terrible. I was like, okay, I could talk a good talk, but if you look at it the way I write, you'd be like, oh, run on, like, sentence ooh, master.
Ooh. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I've seen a couple of your posts. I'm like, ooh, ooh, let me just go in and edit that. But no.
Oh, it's so frustrating because I feel, like, imbecilic. Because I just, my whole life, I've tried. And I hate English. Yeah. I wish it wasn't my first language.
It's rough.
I don't hate the English. I just, like, wish that I could speak other languages and grasp when you're writing it, and like, in instead of, oh my gosh, it's gonna bother me.
Okay, now you're,
whatever,
anyway, you're leading me down
sentence structure is terrible, but okay. my okay. parents scared got the fear of movies out of me.
Oh good,
that
good.
Way good. Now back to the, this is the last thing I have to say about, like, getting over fear.
Okay.
That doesn't take the fear away. It's just that you now know everything's going to be okay. And
yeah.
it can still, like, mess with you, but now you can find a way to enjoy yourself instead yeah. of being scared.
Exactly. You have the coping.
Yes. Yep.
How to cope with it.
So, but the fear that was the big one that I got over was the fear of heights. Okay. I would freeze up and couldn't move. I'd start shaking, and I'd be like, I'd never been scared to the point where I couldn't budge.
Mm.
And heights did that to me.
Yeah, I've never had that, so I don't understand. I'm like, oh yeah, okay, I'm up high.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's never been a thing for me, so I'm like, okay, yeah, whatever, I'm good.
No, that's really awesome. That's, like, I'm happy for you. I'm happy that I got over it, and
yeah.
Definitely. I had the most beautiful experience to get over my fear of heights.
Now, and falling, well, I still have a fear of falling.
Oh, but yeah. Yeah. If you don't have a fear of falling, you're probably dangerous.
So, because, like, there's all the rides and stuff, you know, like, if you're up high or whatever, jumping off a thing, you know, like in Vegas over at the Stratosphere now, they have a thing that you go all the way up, and you're in a harness, you're in a wire, you're totally safe, but you have to run out and jump. And so, like, okay, it's that. Okay, I don't mind being up there, being on the platform. I'll walk right up to the edge of the platform, look over. I have no problem with doing that. Oh, it's the running and jumping. It's the actual stepping off the solid. That's the bit that I'm like, yeah, maybe not. Maybe not.
Oh, man. No, I'm now I will run in. Like, especially if I know I'm harnessed up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have no fear. When I trust the equipment, and if I don't, if I die, I went out going, okay, I chose this.
Exactly, you had fun. Yeah, I'm sure if we ever, like, went to Vegas and went to the Stratosphere to do that, I'm sure once I got suited up and I knew that I was hooked in and everything was good, I'm sure I would do it. It would take me a second to make me go, yeah. But, you know, I mean, I've done zip lining. I ziplined over Fremont Street, and it was like, okay, once we were once I was hooked on, and then you said, okay, go, I was like, that was no problem. So I'm sure eventually I would jump. I'm sure it wouldn't take me that much to actually jump out. It's just, that's the only thing with the heights. It's like the fall. I don't like the fall.
Right. Oh, man. Like, I was terrible. Like, heights messed me up, and I had a hard time with them. But my parents sent me to a nature camp. When I was like 7 years old, and I went there for 5 years. It was amazing. Well, my favorite animal is wolves. I love wolves. They're amazing. They're beautiful. But I respect that those things are dangerous as hell.
Very good.
And at the nature camp, each summer that you went there, there was at least one big trip that you would go on with just your cabin that had to do with nature.
Okay.
And the second or third year I went, it was to a wolf reservation. Oh, and nice. We were going to camp there for a week.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, this is heaven. I'm going to camp with wolves. Sweet. Mm-hmm. Go there. And I didn't think about where we would be sleeping. You're not going to sleep in the woods in a tent in a wolf reservation.
Probably not. No.
Nope. We were sleeping in the ranger tower.
Oh, wow.
Do you know, have you ever seen a ranger? I did not know they were that tall.
Oh, yeah. They're way taller than you think.
Yeah, like, you're talking towering above the trees, and trees are insanely tall to begin with.
True.
But you're so far above the trees, like, you can see for, I think it was just like, what, 50 or 100 miles? Like, you can see. They need to see for fires and whatever.
Yeah.
I did not know it was that tall. Going to the nature camp, being with a bunch of boys in a cabin, I'm trying to be tougher and more manly because I was kind of just a little boy that would never cared. And now I'm like, oh, I have to be like bigger, stronger. I want to like enjoy these things. And so I did the best I could. We find out the ranger tower. Now I'm like, uh-oh, it's a ladder with no guardrails. And you climb the whole thing, all the way to the top. Mm-hmm. And I think it was, I don't know how tall it was. It felt like thousands of feet. I have no clue how tall a ranger tower is to this day, but it was higher than I'd ever been, especially on a ladder. And I was doing okay. I remember don't look down. I was looking straight ahead, trying to enjoy the view. But I was not paying attention to the view because I wanted to make sure I had my hands and my feet on the ladder at all times.
Yes.
And I got about halfway, and the wind blows. Ranger towers blow in the wind.
Yeah, they move.
And, it starts swaying, and I'm, like, probably, like, only, like, a foot or two, but swaying enough that, like, now I can't move. I'm scared. I'm done. I'm, like, now I got to figure out how I'm going to get down and not die. And somehow I don't know what it was when the wind stopped blowing and it like slowly like teetered back. I looked out into the like the distance to like see the view, and the view actually hit me, and I was like, oh my gosh, that is absolutely breathtakingly beautiful. This is so beautiful. And it felt like a wave washed over me, a gentle wave, not a big one, and I was no longer scared.
Nice.
Not even the slightest. Suddenly I just felt like everything was okay. I like, yes, heights are scary and I still have a healthy respect for them.
Yeah.
But it was like the only way I was going to fall is if I let go or if I was too tired to hold on. But I was not too tired to hold on. I'm a little like 12, 10 year old, 11 year old. And yeah, I was fine.
Yeah, but no problem.
I climbed this tower and just that wave when it hit me, and it was like, I know it now is probably adrenaline, whatever, but it did it. And nope, fear heights. No, my parents thought they could never get me on a plane. I came back on a plane from that camp that year.
Yeah.
Nah, I was good. Now I'm like up on ladders using 80-foot boom lifts and like every day, and I'm the most comfortable on all of those, but I take safety extremely seriously.
Oh yeah.
Man, but damn, that feeling, I'd love to like know how if people have gotten that before with their fear.
Yeah.
Like, have they just been washed away because something was, I guess technically that was traumatic, you know?
Yeah.
And like, has something traumatic that's done with their fear taken it away? Like, I would imagine a lot of people, if something traumatic like that happened, it would make it worse.
Yeah, it could. It could. Or you find your way through it. Yeah, and it, like for you, you found your way through the other side of it. So that's always cool.
Yeah, yeah. And learning that on a mountain, you can't just fall off a mountain.
Sure you can't.
No, you can, like, if you're on a cliff and you go off of it, or if you're climbing cliff, go off it. But if you climb a mountain on a path, you're not going to fall from up there unless you do something stupid. That still messes with me that you can't just fall off a mountain.
Yeah, you got to fall off a cliff. Yeah, you have to fall down something straight, not something angled.
Well, if you don't want to fall, unless there's like a severe accident, if you don't want to fall on a mountain, the only way you can fall is if you put yourself in that situation. You can't just fall off a mountain.
Yeah, exactly. That's the truth.
It's weird. And you can tell I'm tired and loopy.
I always tell people that I love roller coasters because I do. I used to be very afraid of roller coasters because I hated that first drop. Still cannot stand the drop. I hate it.
You gotta come to Ohio.
The drop is the worst thing in the world to me, but I freaking love roller coasters because it's that whole ambition. It's that whole build up. You know, like going up the lift hill and everything, you're getting higher and higher and higher, and you're right on that edge ready to go over. And that's where I'm all like, this is horrible. This sucks. And I usually scream, yell something on the way down just to release it all. But once you start going down that hill, you're on for the ride. So enjoy the ride. Really, seriously, enjoy the ride the rest of the way. And that's how I do. But I tell everybody, they're like, but you hate height, you hate falling. I go, yeah, that first drop is the worst thing in the world. I also love it.
Yeah.
Because I know once you get over that, you're in for a ride. So, you know, go have fun. Enjoy it.
You got to come out here. Ohio's got a lot of really good roller coasters.
What's that? Cedars Point.
Yeah. Cedar Point.
In Sandusky, Ohio. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, never heard of that place. No.
I'm painting the hotel there this fall.
Oh, well, shoot. Good. Give me a room.
What else? I painted Kalahari, which is just like up the street.
All right.
Oh, man. I can't believe we're on episode 10, and I wish I had like mental energy for like doing something special on our episode, and I'm barely alive.
Okay, I got something special for you.
Okay,
so because it's our 10th episode, and somewhere along the line, I think I told how many tarot decks I have. Like, what was it, like 104?
Yeah, you have a lot.
Okay, so since I've said I've got 104, how many decks do you think I have now?
Oh, no. 123.
Okay, come on. I'm not that bad.
Come on. Yes, you are.
I'm close.
So you had you had 100 and how many?
Call it 104. Let's say 104.
104. I think you have 111.
That's pretty good. That's pretty close. I can tell you I've bought 4 decks that I remember since I counted them.
Oh, man, I was 3 off.
You were 3 off. You were very close, though. But there may be more that I just don't remember. I don't know. I'm bad. I see a deck. I'm like, ooh, that one's really cool. And then I buy it.
Okay. There's nothing wrong with having a collection hobby, especially one you enjoy.
I know. Like, okay, so one of my favorite ones, new ones. I'm just gonna go through these tarot decks a lot. So excuse me. I have the Pulp Tarot, you know, by Todd Alcott, and I've actually I did a review of it. And then I think I was on Facebook, and someone put it up. And it's like, oh my god, check out this deck, and it is called the Sci-Fi Tarot. Same person did it. The case looks like it's a book. You open it up, and there's even like a little picture of, you know, the envelope with the library card, you know, where you check it out from the library. And all of the cards are based are like sci-fi and horror movie posters.
No.
Yes, the entire deck is movie posters.
Oh, dude, your house is gonna get robbed one of these days.
Yeah, one day.
Like, no, just kidding.
The Fool, it shows, like, a guy in a rocket ship. He's, like, coming out the door of the rocket ship, but he doesn't have, like, a spacesuit on, and it's up in space. So he's, like, floating. Let me see. Ace of Pentacles, there's, like, an alien ship flying over that's round. It's got a beam coming down. And, I mean, there's just, it's all, like, the old, like, 50s, 60s sci-fi movie posters. It's that vibe.
That's so cool. That's so fun.
It's so cool. Yeah, I saw that one. I haven't even used it. I've looked at the cards. I have never even really shuffled that deck. So, because I got it, like, right before I went to Virginia City in April. And then I just haven't touched it since then. And then when we were up in Virginia City, in April, we went.
Sci-fi deck for the number event. One.
So we got that. We went to the shop. B and I went to the shop that we go to up there. It's a metaphysical shop. They've got, I think conservatively, they have 120 tarot decks in stock for sale.
You have a tarot shop.
Yeah, I know. I would. If I, like, had multiple copies and we're going to sell it.
Yeah.
Anyway. But they have, like, all of these. So we always go through. They have a whole section. There's nothing but dragons. And if you know me, you know dragons. There's all kinds of gemstones, this, that. They have from, like, super high-end stuff to, like, $2 a stone. You know, they have beautiful stuff. So anyway, we were going through there, and we found this deck. Both B and I kind of looked at it. And it's called the Heart and Hands Tarot. It is completely in black and white.
Oh, cool.
There is no color on the cards. It's all black and white. So it makes you really kind of look at the cards to see the imagery, because it's all black, white, gray images.
Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful artwork, beautiful stuff.
Hey, Charlie, hold on 1 second.
Sure.
Genevieve, come here. Give me a hug. Say hi, Uncle Charlie.
Hi, Uncle Charlie.
Hello, my dear. How are you?
Yes, how are you? How are you?
Good.
Heck yeah.
She's good. Yeah. Whatever. Like, I know this guy. Anyway.
I just wanted to see you.
Love you.
You can tell me all about it in a minute, baby.
She's so excited, though. Oh, yeah, that's so sweet. Very sweet.
Okay, back to your deck.
So anyway, so it's by Liz Blackbird, this deck. So if you want to look it up, Heart and Hands Tarot, all black and white, beautiful deck. B was really drawn to it, which he's the funny one. He probably has about 10 or 15 tarot decks. He still doesn't know how to read tarot, but he'll see a deck and go, ooh, that's pretty, and he'll get it. So
hey, no, that's a good thing, because that means he's going by what he's drawn to, so he's got a bunch of decks he could read.
Yeah, exactly. You know, he's like, oh, I want to learn, and so every time I go to sit down, he's all like, nope. I'm like, okay, whatever. You'll get it eventually, or you won't. Whatever. And then I did buy a deck up there. I put pictures of it. I don't have it in front of me, so I can't even tell you what it is. But then I'm going around on Facebook, and this deck keeps popping up like every other ad. It's called Every Little Thing You Do Is Magic Tarot. And just the artwork on that just drawn me in. It's a really kind of cool dragon. Okay, it was called the Wanderer's Tarot. The Wanderer's Tarot.
That sounds awesome, actually. I like the name.
It's actually very good. It's so cool. The artwork on it. Let me... I'm going to shoot you this picture real quick. Jameson, that is you. So that's like the fourth one. So yeah, so there's the four decks that I'm going to admit to anyway that I remember that I did buy. So.
Awesome. Are they far away from you, or can you get them in?
How do you mean?
Like, are you able to go grab one of those decks?
Yeah, well, those three that I told you, I've got them actually sitting right in front of me right now.
Okay, hold on 1 second, because you're about to do a reading, but the number is going to be chosen. I've already numbered all your decks as you were telling me about.
Oh, jeez, look at you. Okay, don't say four.
Hey, Genevieve, pick a number between 1 and 3. She chose 3. Good number.
All right. So which one is that, then?
Number 3 would be...
I know which one I want to grab.
Oh, man. It's the one after the black and white one. The black and white one was the second one.
Okay, so you want the Every Little Thing, huh?
Yes, Every Little Thing, sorry.
Every Little Thing is magic. Okay, so these cards are wider, like way wider. They're like almost like double the width.
Okay.
Well, not quite double, but I mean, they are, let me see. There's a one. They're 3.5 inches wide by about 6 inches tall. So,
that's a big deck.
It's a very big deck. So this one is one of the ones like I'll probably use for myself and whatever and do, but I don't think I would take this to an event. People would have such a hard time shuffling this deck.
Right. I would imagine. So it's just it takes bigger. Me time to get good at, like, especially a new deck. Like,
yeah.
I'm still not good with the where people pick up the whole deck and drop like a couple cards and shuffle like that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not good at that.
Yeah, that kind of overhand shuffle I cannot do. I have to riffle shuffle everything.
Yeah.
It's from my gambling days, you know. Hey, look, I'll come up with a story for anything. All right. Anyway, these cards are getting really weird to shuffle. I'm trying
to. Oh, yeah. Well, the brand spanking new. You know how they slide until they get greasy. Yeah, I hate to say it, but it's true.
But I'm also. It's like the top half of the deck won't shuffle. It is so weird. The bottom half does, and the top half, that they just like click, and it's like cutting it twice. Okay, so. Ooh. Ooh, shoot. I'm feeling something now. All right, one more.
Yeah, I'm sending a question.
Oh, shoot. Here it comes. Ooh, damn. Ow. I always love that feeling, though. It's like, ooh, yep, that's the shuffle. Okay. So what were we doing? 3 cards, obviously. Huh?
Yeah, well, I think if we ever did a full read, it would have to be a full episode.
Yeah, it'd have to be for me to get through. All right, what is up with you? Why do you want to be like this and give me 3 reversals? Come on, man.
Oh, man, I knew it. Oh, golly. I'm
okay,
scared.
So here's the phone. Oh, well, I know why that. Ew, not sure about that one. Okay, so in this deck, though, they don't do the whole page, knight, queen, king. They have a different nomenclature for those cards. So I got to look up and see what this one is because I don't exactly understand. Once I see the one, I'll figure it out. Okay, those are your trumps. Where are we? Where's Pentacles? Sure, Pentacles is at the end. Okay, that makes sense. All right, so your first card, we have the Apprentice of Pentacles, which would be the page. But it was
and
reversed.
These are all reversed, right?
Yes, these are all reversed. Oh, okay. So the Apprentice of Pentacles being reversed. I should take pictures of these cards so you can see. It's like a single flower like coming out of the dirt in the center of it. It's like a gold coin. And at the bottom, there's like a crab. I think the crab actually picked this flower and is taking it somewhere. Looking at this artwork. This is very strange. So anyway, Page of Pentacles or Apprentice of Pentacles reverse. So we're just going to go past, present, future for these three cards. Okay, so Apprentice of Pentacles reverse. So you're putting it together. You kind of have a plan. You have this plan. You have this idea. You have this thing that you want to do, but you're still working out the details. So there's like a new venture, new business. There's new opportunities, things. You're kind of working on putting this new venture together. You're still working out all the details. You're ironing out all the wrinkles. It's not ready for prime time, but you're getting it there. So I can think of like 3 different things that would apply to for you right now. But
right.
And that's just the stuff I know about. Okay, so here we are now, the middle, the present. We get Ye Olde Three of Cups reversed. Makes perfect sense. For me, Three of Cups is drinks with the girls. Go out and have fun. Enjoy yourself. You know, don't work yourself to death. Go have fun.
And oh, Lordy, that's true.
You've been working your butt off, mister. So, you know, take every once in a while, it's okay. You can take a break. Take half a day off. Enjoy. Celebrate. Get together with some good friends. Just laugh. Whatever. Get together with your family. Spend time with your girl, your beautiful girls and that beautiful wife. And just have a fun time. Let the worries of the world disappear. You know, even if it's hour, 2 hours, go have fun. Just laugh, enjoy. Enjoy life.
I've been working on that. I've been trying to be more present.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, and now this is the one in the future, the one that's coming up. I'm going to send you a picture of this card because I love the artwork on it. But anyway,
this is what I'm scared of.
Yeah, you should be. Two of Swords reversed.
Ah, fucking A. Pardon. Yeah. Oh, darn it.
I'll edit. Okay. Yeah, so Two of Swords reverse. So it's that decision, and you got to cut something out. And for me, with this card reversed, you know it's there, but you're almost like actively avoiding the decision.
Okay, don't be mean.
You're actively avoiding doing what you know you need to do. So
yeah,
do what you need to do. I'm going to take a picture of
this.
Would you
say that that's a do what I need to do ASAP, or like you need to choose soon? Is it emergency choosing?
It's not emergency. It's not emergency at this point. But it's but don't be putting it off. You've been putting it off. Stop. okay, now while you hold on, I got to do it.
You've been putting it off. Stop.
Stop. What was that one I did for you? It's like stop thinking you know and just do the thing, you know? I can't remember.
Yeah.
There was something and it just came to me weird. But this one is like, yeah, definitely, dude. It's not the emergency. You got to do this. But you need to be taking care of this. Okay, dude, I just cleaned up the picture. Let me send it to you so you can see the artwork. I'm going to send it to a text. So, I don't know if you'll be able to look at it. Can you look at your text while we're recording?
I don't. If I load it, I'm pretty sure I'll stop talking. Okay.
Anyway.
Jameson's going silent for a second.
Yeah, go for it.
Oh, I can actually look at it and...
Oh, there you go. I still hear you.
Yeah. Wow.
Isn't that cool artwork?
Wow. That's I love it. It's so unique.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. I mean, the meanings of the cards are all there, but I've never seen artwork like this for the cards.
Yeah. I'm very impressed.
The Two of Swords, I just can't believe that one.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow. Man, you picked some good decks. Both of those are, wow, I really like the magic one.
Yeah, that's every little thing you do is magic, Tarot. Is by Callie Little and Morea Seal.
That's wonderful.
It's awesome. It's they bill it as like a self-help kind of deck guidebook, you know, to like work on deal and stuff. But I can do readings with it too. But then again, I do readings with every deck. It's kind of crazy.
Right. But, no, you've got a gift, brother, and I absolutely love it because like your reading was spot on. I wish I could talk about what I asked.
Yeah,
but you have a touch, man, a touch that is very,
oh, thank you.
Very awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, oh, that sounded. Yep. Yep.
Just leave it. Don't go there. Don't go there. Anyway.
That's so funny.
Yeah, no, it's... dang, now I'm going to cough. Anyway, thank you. Thank you for that, actually. It's just my thing. Once I gave in and just said, okay, I'm going to do this, things just flow.
Yeah.
So, it's there. It's just me. I hate... It's so hard sometimes for me to, like, give myself a compliment because I'm like, am I being that egotistical? But I'm not.
Yeah. I think this should be, like, the line for if a person's a good person.
Yeah.
If when you try to tell something good about yourself, you feel bad.
Yeah.
I know that's messed up. You shouldn't feel bad about the things you're good at.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the way people are raised is to not, like, to be, you know, to... Mm-hmm. not brag, I guess. And
yeah.
It's something you are good at and you should brag about. And, like, you know, within reason, don't go throwing it in people's faces. But people should really spend more time remembering what they're good at.
Yeah, exactly. It's, you know, you can be good at it without the ego being there. Yeah. You know, it's like, yeah, okay, I have this gift, I have this talent, and I use it quite well. So, you know, don't be mad.
And ego's a bummer. I still have a hard time with, like, I think I don't have an ego, and as soon as I think like that, I'm dumb.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And it's like, wow, talk about ego. You're saying you don't have an ego. Right.
Of course. There you go. Yeah, always fun. You know what? I'm going to do something different just because. What are you doing?
It cracks me up.
I'm grabbing the stupid sci-fi deck, so I'm going to shuffle the heck out of it. Ooh, I love these cards. It's like the Pulp Terror. Oh, my God. The back is all six-sided, so what's that, hexagon? So it's all hexagon shapes on the back, and it's sci-fi tarot. The sci-fi is in blue on a white background, and right below that in blue, in white on a blue background is tarot. So it's a sci-fi tarot, and it's all like hexagon. So, you know, like the 70s space shows, 60s, 70s, you know, like all the spaceships are like hexagon or whatever kind of shape.
Flight of the Navigator.
There you go.
Sorry.
Why was that the shape? Why is that? I guess it's not aerodynamic. There's no air in space, right? So
there's probably some weird science behind it.
There's probably because you get more area out of it. It's going to be, I guess.
I don't know. I have friends that know.
Don't look at me, man. Don't look at me. I know a little bit about everything.
I was just thinking of my college professor friends. Thank God I have friends that are way smarter than me. Ooh, I'm saying that right now.
There you go. See? Okay, all right. This is just like a collective reading, man. This is collective.
Yeah.
Somebody needs to hear something. Okay, one more shuffle. Oh no, I don't even know what this is. What do you need to hear? Ooh. What?
Ooh.
Okay, that was weird. Anyway, okay. Ooh. Dang, my whole back is tingling. This is weird. This is a good one. All right, so we're going to start out with the King of Cups.
Little do we know he's feeling Jameson's sunburn.
Oh, is that what it is?
No, I was just joking, but just being weird.
You are. Okay. Oh, I love the writing on this deck. So, Master of His Own Heart, the King of Cups, sci-fi tarot. Anyway, that was reversed. So, yeah, you may be the master of your own heart, but you know what? You're lost right now. You ain't listening to your heart because it is reversed. So, normally King of Cups to me, he's the guy who can go through, like, any situation. He doesn't get drawn into anybody's drama or anything. He doesn't get pulled into anything because he's good. He's solid. He knows his boundaries, and he doesn't get pulled into drama. With this being reversed, it's like, yeah, he knows his own heart, but he's lost. He's not listening to his heart. I say he just because it's a king. This can also relate to a female, a woman out there. You know, because we all have those energies. So don't come at me because I said he or she. It's both. Anyway, so somebody has got a thing going on, but they're not listening to their own heart. They need to listen to their heart. Next card, we got the Page of Pentacles. Welcome to the future. It's this girl like on a beach and she's got her hand up and the pentacle, you know, of course, being around almost like a frisbee kind of thing. It's only 99 cents. Develop your skills as seen on TV. This is so cool. Page of Pentacles. Exactly. Again, here we go. So, you know, working on that thing, working on the new, you got to build up the skills. You're kind of clumsy, kind of figuring it out. You getting it together, but you need the practice. You need the work. You need to figure it out. And you're like so eager to jump in, but you don't have the skill set yet. So you're not listening to your heart and you need to build up the skills. Or you're getting ready to launch that thing, but you're not there yet.
Right, right.
And future, here we go. What's going on? Three of Pentacles reversed. What does this just say? All right, it's just three guys in the thing. Looks like in a command room, whatever, and they got some pentacles on a map, and the three guys. One guy's pointing at it, one guy's looking at the map at the table, and this other guy's just standing there like, I don't know, they paid me to be here. I don't know. Anyway. But the Three of Pentacles to me is, you know, teamwork makes the dream work, if you want to boil it down to that. You know, it the sum of the whole.
Right.
The sum of the whole is greater than the parts, or however that's saying. Anyway, you've got the team. I mean, the team is, with it being reversed, actually, you haven't found the team yet. You're finding the people, and once you pull
right.
those people in, once you get the team in, this flips over, and boom, there's nothing, you know, the obstacle that's in front of you, you'll overcome it. So you're trying to find the team to get over the obstacle. So that's what it is. So I don't know who needed to hear that, but maybe...
And, like, from what I'm getting from your reading there, it's like, so I think what's going on, whoever this is, they know what they need to do. I think why they're not doing it is because they haven't found all the pieces they need to finish the task.
Oh, there you go. Bam.
And that's what I really think. So whoever this is for, like, you know what you need to do.
Mm.
You're looking for all the parts, and you're afraid to take the step because you don't have the parts. Wait until you have everything.
Yeah.
Because then success is going to be right there.
Yeah. Get the team together. Get it together. And you're not listening to your heart. If you would listen to your heart, you'll find what's missing. You're not following your heart. You're not following that.
Yeah.
All right. I just took a picture of those three cards I'm going to put together. I'm going to load it up on the thing. I'll try and put it up on the Facebook page as we talk about it, probably on the website.
Yeah.
I should have marked this. Anyway, I was going to do like chapters on this one. But anyway, we will work it all out. Anyway, the picture will be there. And somebody listening, man, if that like rings true, if somebody like resonates with that, give us a comment. Let us know.
Yeah.
Let us know what's going
on. I
want to
hear about it.
Definitely. By the way, your first reading's free. Ha, 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 ha. No.
I'll say this. Like, readings, like, when it comes to free readings, they just come when they come. Like, I'm, like, it's weird. Like, I offer free readings, but I only do it when something clicks and feels like I should. It's weird.
Yeah.
I don't just, like, every day offer free readings.
No, I don't. Sorry,
actually, I am terribly, terribly behind on a reading I need to do. Because of everything going on and work, like, I'm very strict about when I do my readings. And, like, if I'm not feeling right,
yeah,
I don't do it. And it's, like, I feel like I'm procrastinating, but it's just that I know myself. Like, it's if I'm not in the right head space, I'm going to do a terribly bad reading. And a good example of this is, since I journaled every reading I've done for the last 6 months, out of all of the 60 some readings, only two I've gotten, like, from talking to the client, were way off. Not like so off that we couldn't put stuff together, but I'm not gonna go into that.
Yeah, don't.
But both
details.
Those times were times I did the reading when I wasn't, like, in the headspace I look for. Like, it's really weird. Like I said earlier, it's like, it'll hit me and I'm like, I can do it. Like, now is the time.
Yeah.
And that's when I'll do it. Or I can get there if I meditate and find, you know, do the right routine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
But the only times I've had a bad reading were only when I didn't wait for that time to come.
Yeah.
The only thing I worry about is sometimes those times can be a day or two. And then sometimes it's like a month or two, like, and that makes me feel terrible. Like, I've been like, I don't usually get depressed or down. And the last month has been like rough for me. I'm like, I'm fine. Don't get me wrong. I know who I am and I know everything's going to work out. I know everything's fine. It's hard not to be the blue panda bear.
Yeah, you definitely need to be in the right headspace to do it. If you're off, and it's an important thing. If you're off and you know you're off or you're feeling off, then don't push yourself. Don't force yourself
right.
into it.
And your clients or customers, they deserve your gift.
Exactly.
If you're not in the right headspace to, like, even like when I'm not in the right headspace, nothing comes to me.
Oh, okay.
My spirit guides, like, if I hear something, I know I'm making it up. It's weird. And it's like, I can't do that. I'm not going to give my clients or customers half. That doesn't make any sense.
Exactly.
If I want to do a reading for you, I want it to be perfectly my reading for you.
Mm-hmm. As good as you can be. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. Yeah. I've had that. I actually have one person, you know, and like, she was like, oh my God, I need it. I need it. And so I wasn't really in the right spot, but I was like, okay, fine. This afternoon, I got some time, can do it. You know, did the whole FaceTime call and doing it. I'm like halfway through the cards going,
This isn't gonna work.
I'm like, this is bullshit. I'm like, it's gonna hit. She's gonna hit a couple of things. You know, I knew the cards that were gonna hit on her, and I already knew like there's gonna be 20 questions coming afterwards because I was like, I'm reaching for things, and it wasn't one of those. This makes no sense, but I'm saying it. This was just like, how the do I even explain this card? You know, it was just like totally different. Kind of a situation, because I know when it's like a spot on reading because it makes absolutely no sense to me, but I know what I'm saying on every card.
That's a really good way to put it, Charlie.
On the reading that I did where I wasn't in the right space, I didn't even know what I was saying for the cards. You know, I was trying to figure out the cards, and I couldn't even do that. So my most like spot on, and the ones that people always rave about and everything, it's all like, I'm
are
like
the ones, okay, you don't think you did anything.
I'm going through it. I'm reading the cards, and they're, you know, because it's a FaceTime call, so I can see them. And I'm going through the cards. I'm explaining it, and I'm like, everything is hit. I'm like, does this make any sense to you? And they're like nodding their head. Yes, yes, yes. They're like, oh my God, you do not. I was like, okay, good, because to me, I have
this
no idea what
no
I'm telling you. This makes
no
sense. This card cannot go to that card. You can. This energies don't. I don't see that. And they're like, get through the reading. So I was like, okay, I'll get through all the reading. And then they get, you know, to the end, and they're like, okay, do you want to know what's going on? I was like, if you want to share.
Right.
I'm always like.
Inside, you're like, please tell
inside,
me.
Yourself, inside,
please.
I'm like, please tell me, because this makes no sense. But I'm always, you know, I always tell my clients, I'm like, hey, if you want to share, go right ahead. You know, you can share with me, that's fine. And then, you know, usually if they do, I'm like, oh, yeah, and then I'll go back through cards, and it may spur, like, a little more information to come out that they need to hear. So that's cool. But I'm like, if you're comfortable with telling me, because I honestly, you know, whether you want, if you want to share, fine, and we can go through it, or, you know, don't, it's totally fine.
Yeah,
you know, you're gonna pay me no matter what, so it's all good now.
And like, you've told me this before, the story before, and you talked about like the not knowing what, and you're hoping they'll tell you.
Uh-huh.
I think that's where I got the inspiration to do my readings blind.
Yeah.
Because, like, since I'd done that, like, going, instead of knowing, because, like, I don't like taking advantage of people. I don't like feeling like I am, even if I'm not. And because of the skeptical part of me and doing readings, I don't want to fabricate a reading to fit you. And it would bother the daylights out of me if I did.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I was like, oh, how can I make it so that there's the least chance I can?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer I got was, don't know the question. Don't know what they're looking for. And if you don't, you're literally just going to give the most honest readings and feelings you get from it.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you have no pre-existing, like, thoughts to change whatever you're seeing.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no preconceived notion.
Yeah, that's it.
I say a friend of mine early on, and he wanted a reading. He's like, it's about my job. It's about, you know. I was like, don't tell me anything more. And he was like,
right.
Oh, I was like,
okay. It's like, darn it, no.
I'm like, okay, yeah, I told you don't. But it was like, I'm like, okay, fine. I was like, all right. You know, I was still early enough on. I was like, okay, that's not gonna make a difference anyway. So, you know, I'm doing the reading. He didn't want to do it during a phone call. He's just like, when you have time, lay the cards. You know, here's my thing. Just lay out the cards and tell me what it is. You know, and kind of do the thing. So I took pictures and, you know, did a whole write up, and it was about his job, and I knew it. And so after I'd done the reading and written everything up and everything, you know, I call him up. I go, hey, you know, got it done. You know, boom. He's like, okay. You know, he goes, and I go, well, do you want to quit now or tomorrow? I go, and he's like, what? I go, yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's like, well, how soon do you want to leave the job you're in and go to the new one? Because that's what the cards are saying. And he was like, oh, okay, cool, thank you. And then we kind of went through it, but, you know, he didn't really go into it, and it wasn't really like how I do the readings anymore. It was, yeah. I guess it was early on. And then, like, afterwards, I'm going back, and then I'm thinking about it. And I was like, wait a minute. Okay, he told me it was a job, but, you know, there was, like, a couple of cards. I was like, had I not known this was about his job, would I have read that card that way?
Right.
Would I have gotten this energy? Would I have read it that way? Would I have said this one builds on that one? And then I started doubting myself, and I started questioning myself. And then at one point, I was like, oh, shit. Oh, shoot, did I tell him to quit his job and actually the cards were saying, stay where you are, it's going to get better?
Oh, lordy.
Because then, you know, I'm just, like, doubting everything about myself. And then I was like, then it really got bad. Because then I'm like, oh, am I just an imposter? Am I stupid? Do I not know anything? I can't even do that. I can't do tarot. And then all the doubts came in.
Oh, no.
And I was like, whoa. But luckily, it was early enough on, and I was young enough to say, you know what? Okay, if I did, I did. If I didn't, I didn't. Whatever it was, it was. It's gone. He wanted to leave that job anyway. That was clear. He just wanted, like, I don't
someone
know.
To tell him it's okay.
Yeah. He just wanted affirmation that, yes, you should do that. You should leave the job. And that's what I gave him. I mean, whether I had done the reading for him or not, and, you know, even if I'm going to doubt what it was, he was going to leave that job, period.
Yeah.
So it was like, you know what, I picked up on that anyway, and then I have gone back, because, you know, like I said, I took pictures, and I do save all of the readings. I never go back and look at them unless, you know.
Unless somebody, yeah.
Somebody,
like,
asks.
Or I haven't opened except to write in it.
Yeah, you know, because, like, people's readings and stuff, I write them all up and I send it to them. But I still have a copy. And there's one client I have. She comes every couple of months. And every once in a while, like, I'll go back and just look to see what, you know, what the feelings of the readings were, what we covered, what ground we've covered.
Yeah.
And then do the reading, but I'm doing the reading live with her, so it's like, okay, and then I can kind of tell, it's like, okay, we've already covered this ground, or, you know, boom. And my whole point of that, oh, I've gone back to his reading that I did, that I was doubting everything on. I'm like, no, it was right. That's what it was. It really was saying, yes, okay, how soon do you want to leave the job, you know? It's like, are you going to give him a 2-week notice, or are you just going to walk out on Friday? Yeah, so I was good.
Funny.
I was good. The point of that whole story was, yes, I'm good. No.
The point, my friend, is 42.
No, that 42. Is true. This is true. How many roads can a man walk down? 42. No, that doesn't quite work.
Just so you know, and it's only because Jameson lost his earbuds, my phone is going to die soon.
Ah, okay.
Well, I apologize. We got a few minutes, but I just wanted to let you know. It was getting to the point where it wants to go bye-bye.
Ah, okay. Well, we're just about an hour, you know, after our little intro talk, so we're actually good. We are good.
And I just knows. Feel bad that I will... I wish I didn't feel like I was dying from heat stroke.
It's fine. Hey, we got it in. As it turns out, I'm probably going to be taking my laptop into work tomorrow and editing this podcast and then getting it uploaded. So,
and I'm so sorry. I've been so busy,
fine.
Charlie.
Dude, you're fine. We both were. I mean, my last week of school was just nuts. I was in no position state to do anything. And kids graduated last Friday, the 13th, Friday the 13th. So
that's
was
awesome
good.
Graduation.
Yeah, let me tell you. It's my lucky day, too.
My dad was born on Friday the 13th.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Of November.
Well, it doesn't matter. Friday the 13th is Friday the 13th. I don't care what month it's in.
Yeah.
And my little kitten has come into the room and is exploring everywhere, our brand new kitten.
Kitty.
So he is so beautiful. He is such a love. Anyway.
Awesome. The only cat, like, okay, a dog loves you because it has to. That's what the dog feels.
Yeah.
A cat loves you because it loves you.
Exactly. Exactly. There.
We're going to get all the anti-cat posts now.
All right, whatever. That's okay.
Yep.
It's all right. I've got 7 cats, so come at me. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I still like cats better.
And I can tell you, believe me, if you're a good person, you have good cats. That's all I know. Anyway.
That is, yep. Yep.
All right. Well, let's
Charlie.
Before your phone dies, let's wrap this up. So, dang, episode 10.
Yeah.
And there you have it.
I hope everybody's enjoying the show. Like, This is a dream come true. Like, I'm every time, as soon as we start talking, I'm just like, I am in love. I love this. I love what we do.
I know.
And I just hope that our listeners are enjoying it as much as we are.
I'm sure they are. They have to be. They have to be.
Yeah, they have to be downloading it for a reason.
Exactly. Exactly. I got a few people that told me, like, okay, I don't know how you got on Apple Podcasts, but you are, and now every time an episode, you're already in my, you know, in the shows I subscribe to, so it just comes up, you know. I was like,
oh, I love it. They like, always instantly download every single time you put it. My phone just goes boop. New episode. I'm
yep.
Like, yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. I love that it does that. All right. So thank everybody for listening. We really appreciate it. And hey, we really do want to answer like your questions. So
yeah.
If you have any question about tarot, spirituality, anything that you hear us talk about, paranormal, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, do it. Send it. You know, you can message us. Or the really cool thing that we want to do is just record it on your phone. Your phone has a voice recorder app. I don't care if it's an Android, iPhone, whatever it is. You have it. You can record the little memo and then email it to us.
You can be on the show in voice.
Exactly. We will play the clip, you know, hearing it live right then, playing it on the show, and then we will answer your questions. So it's like the coolest. One day we'll bring in another guest. We're still working on that, but but in the meantime,
I've been working on two guests for a while, and the one's very, very busy, and
yeah.
I absolutely can't wait to, you know, I understand people's schedules, so mm-hmm. especially people that are like very popular and
yes.
very busy,
yes.
you know, they're hard to get on, and so if we need to, I would love to line up more guests to have on, but I think the next guest we have on, we should really just legit find a random person, a friend, of course, somebody we know, and just get them on. I would love to just, let's take Tangent Island to a whole new tarot world.
Oh my
Sorry,
God,
you're marooned on this boat with us, bro.
That would be fun. That would be fun. That would be cool. I actually have two people. As soon as you said that, like two different people just popped into my head. Well, we can make that happen. We could
let's do
that.
It.
We should do that and then just have fun.
Yeah.
Just have a blast. It's like, okay.
Thank you, everybody, for being with us. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Really didn't. That was rude.
You're the young one. We know what you do. It's okay.
The young 40.
You're the young
40.
One. Well, listen, you little pie. I'm what, 50? How old am I? 57 this year? So
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, I am. I had to do the math in my head real quick. I was like, ooh, I can still do math. Yay, 57. Anyway. But yeah, thanks everyone for listening. We really appreciate it. You can tell we have a great time. And like, if you have an interest in being a guest on the show, let us know that too.
Definitely.
Don't be afraid. It's you'd just be having a conversation with us two weirdos. So it'd be fun.
We should get my 5-year-old on.
Oh my goodness,
would be ridiculous. And I warn everybody now. She talks so much she runs out of air.
Oh my. So okay.
But she's great.
That'd be fun. I want to try and get B to like record some questions or something just to have fun. All right. So
all right.
Everybody, be good.
Be good. Don't be good. Anywho.
Okay, fine.
Have a wonderful evening and bite the bed bugs.
There you go.
There you go.
I'm just going to be like, yeah, what's solid advice? Boom. Why let them bite you? Bite
solid
them.
Solid advice.
Come on, why not? All right, we're ending it now. Bye, live stream.